Guys, good morning. This is Dr. Muhammad Firoz Alam, Department of English, BN College, Bhagalpur. Today, I would like to talk about Rose of God by Sri Aurobindo. Rose of God is the intense prayer of the seer poet for divine transformation. In this poem, Sri Aurobindo invokes divine to arise from the yearning heart of mankind to divinize it as well as earth. The flower rose symbolizes not only divine beauty, color and fragrance, but it is the rose of light, power, life and love. This poem is very interesting, my dear student, because it is loaded with the major philosophy of the human life that we people have been living. The short summary of Rose of God by Sri Aurobindo, the main theme of the original story, namely love's victorious fight against death and how the death is impending upon our life. And you also know that death is inevitable and light from the human mind, power for the human will, life for the body, terrestrial, and love to make earth the home of the wonderful and life beatitude's kiss. Everywhere in Rose of God, we have profound and life-packed language as a natural vehicle attempting the revelation of a spiritual reality. Here, for us, when once our brief light has set and Sri Aurobindo's Rose of God, we witness the outbreak of life by the vivid words and the picture, mystically visionary, but also by an inner tone, massively musical. And this short poem is loaded with the metaphor, and another word you can say, highly figurative, but it is also highly aphoristic, didactic and lessonsome. In Sri Aurobindo's Rose of God, we witness the outbreak of things of life. Sound, no doubt, no thought, no vision, no analysis, no aesthetic urge to break it to in living life. Meditation and its different stages through the symbol of rose, Sri Aurobindo, a philosopher, patriot, a spiritual soul, and thoughtful writer, passion flower, these phrases have been commonly used at several places in this poem. The Rose of God, vermilion stain on the sapphire of heaven, rose of bliss, fire sweet, even tinged with the ecstasy, seven undercoat. Just you take notice of the used words, highly mystical but highly argumentative, and it is associated with our life. So life is beautiful, but equally here, you know, it is dutiful. And we have been living modern life without thinking much about the philosophy of death too. My dear student, in a short lecture, I would like to few important points of this poem. My fight, immortal will. The poem Rose of God unfolds mysticism about the secrets of the divine rose. And I would like to compare this beautiful poem with a source prayer by Sarojini Naidu. A student, you can understand here, you know, the gist of this poem Rose of God. The poem Rose of God by Sri Aurobindo was written in 1934 The two main concepts of the poem that the poet conveys revolves around in this poem is the major philosophy of life and death. Thank you very much for the patient hearing. In the next class, I will discuss about the next topic.